Hey, what's up, you guys? I'm back. Oh my god. Oh my god. No, I'm kidding. I hope everyone is having an amazing day, an amazing night, amazing evening, whenever you do hear this. I am here to talk to you guys about time and time management in these times, right? We are all home. We are all in the comfort with our family, thank God. We are all taking necessary precautions, and we all have some free time right now. There's about 6.6 million people that filed for unemployment just last week, I believe, and comes to show us that things could be unmanaged for so long. We tend to wake up, go to work, go to sleep, wake up, have our breakfast, go to work, come back home, have our dinner, go to sleep, wake up. It's like a sick routine. Now that we have gotten slapped with kind of an uncertain routine now, we've all been caught. Now, this isn't for everybody. A lot of people do things and have done things out of this situation, do things all the time for their family. So now they're resting and they're taking care of their bodies, and it's amazing. See, the point for this break is not to kill yourself in work, because that's obviously what you've been doing, especially if you're still working from home or still an essential business. You're still working hard, you're still working your ass off, so no one's saying that you're specifically doing nothing with your life. But when you get home, why not relax and read a book if you don't have to do nothing? Why not relax and kick your feet up and catch into a documentary or something that could teach you something? We've been doing the same thing for so long that this is the time to do something different that will put significance in your change when we do leave. Now, I understand for about 2 to 3 weeks, it felt like, ooh, a good old vacation. Ooh, a good week for ourselves. Let's not do nothing and be super lazy. Okay, that's fine. Let's take extra naps. If our body is tired, but we didn't do anything all day, let's take that nap too. You know, let's wake up refreshed. Let's wake up, drink our water. Let's wake up, eat better. Let's wake up and initiate something. Because after 2 weeks, I don't know about y'all, but I was itching, I was screaming, I was panicking. And this is the simple fact, because I'm a person that I get out of work and I go do stuff for myself, then I go home. You know what I'm saying? I go home and get ready for my night or whatever the case may be. I'm always on the run, always doing something. Now, the first week, again, I took it like, you know what, let me relax, let me kick my feet up, self-love, you know, don't listen to the news too much, don't get too crazy with the news, because they're feeding us one perspective. The news was made to entertain the United States and all over the world. You know, they're not going to put anything too good in the news, because what it excites people is drama, is murders, is murder shows, Law and Order, things that will get them curious about it. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when you indulge in that day after day after day, from morning to night, weekend to weekend, you know, it's like then your mindset starts to shift on the idea of that's what's going on. That's the only thing that's going on. You know, oh, people are dying. People are catching. People are being thrown in fridges. Like, it's just all you're going to hear. So that's all you will know. And then give yourself a good 15 days of that. And there you go. Programmed, and the news might be off. You want to turn it on now and listen to all this shit. Or you're laying in your bed and you want to know how many people died in the other side. You know, it's all about what you can do right now. If doing nothing is extremely necessary, then fucking do nothing. Fucking do nothing. No one is bashing you because you're doing nothing. It is okay to relax. It is okay to just chill and do absolutely nothing. But how about when this turns into 2 months, 3 months? You're going to do nothing to your spirit. You're going to do nothing for your health. You're going to do nothing for your wealth. Is that what y'all saying? Because, okay, 3 weeks of break, chilling, giving your body, you know, that pep in the step, bringing your light back in. Okay, so when you're recharged and all this good stuff, where's that energy going? We're not going outside. We're not getting together in groups. Where's that energy going? See, God sometimes tells us to stop. Stop what you're doing. It doesn't matter what you say, stop what you're doing. You know what I mean? And usually points us towards or gives us signs to what we were not paying attention to in life. Be it your kids, be it your self-development, be it your bank account, be it your friends, your family. Now it's time. Give yourself a scheduled time to do things. You don't have to feel pressured to build anything. You don't have to feel pressure. And in fact, I think that when you put in work and then you just let it go and you just let it come, let it go, it, you know, you get wealthier faster. And not only wealthier in your pockets, because at this point, America has taught us money ain't shit. It's not. Our spirit is what's the best. Our attitude, working on our attitude. When we catch an attitude, we catch it and we fix it. We apologize. If you need to apologize to somebody now for anything, it's worth it. Why? Because there's shit going on that is bigger than you and me. Okay? Now, I'm not telling you either to become this workaholic that, you know, everyone around you is wrong because they're not working. And don't be judgy. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know if people are homeschooling right now. You know, there's moms and dads with about 3 kids in the house right now. All kids in different grades. I know you're tired, but you got to stand up, step up, and be your child's student, teacher. There's no going around it. What are you going to dumb your kid down because they're not going to school? This is the best time to teach them your system. Yeah, they have to do the pockets in the online situation. Blah, 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 blah. But now you have a chance to grab your kid and teach them how to cook something. Teach them how to wash things properly. Teach them how to clean a house properly. Teach them how to keep clean properly. I don't know, build some shit. Teach them an art, like something with your kids. You don't always have to believe, oh, they're finished with the packet. That's it. Let me sleep. What the heck? What the heck? Listen, I'm not a parent. I'm just saying that's what I would prefer. So let's say you do that from 8 to 4. Boom, you're tired. Okay, no one's stabbing you in the back telling you not to take a nap. Go ahead, take that nap. Refresh yourself and then make dinner. Don't make dinner all mad and pissed. Now you're giving your family that feng shui vibe in the food. Listen, I'm a big believer in intention, and whatever you do with love, people will taste it, people will see it, people will feel it. Anything you do in anger, people will see it, people will feel it, people will taste it. So just be patient, right? But don't stand still. Things that are still stay stale. I ain't stale. You ain't stale. Hey, Bridget, you stale?
Hell to the no.
Heck to the no. Oh, okay? God. So my point is, you don't have to overwork yourself. But again, remind yourself that this ain't no vacation. This is our time to do something in the house. I don't know. Discover yourself. Fucking learn yoga. I've been learning Chinese for heaven's sake. I'm gonna need 10 years. But still, I'm going to start now because I have nothing else to do when I do everything. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know that if my body, although maybe I didn't work out that day, maybe I didn't do nothing, maybe my spirit is being affected. Now I need some rest with everything happening. With everything happening around the world, it's bad news, bad attitudes, bad situations. People are still committing crimes. I can feel everything. I can feel everything and everybody's sadness and everybody's pressure and everybody's. And you might think, no, you can't. You're not in our bodies. But it generates the same way energy generates from pole to pole in the street. It generates from us, people to people, because we are a power source. We are electric. Okay? You have to remember, you need some charging if you need to sleep. Take some time to sleep. Take some time to rest. Take some time to learn how to talk to God. Get into your audios about faith and the laws, the biblical type of things, you know? Because right now, whatever you believe in, needs to reciprocate some energy. And if you continue on slapping yourself with either no energy or low, there's no and then there's low energy, you're being very stagnant. Now you're causing short circuits in your body because we are a power source. Remember, rest when you have to rest. Rest when your body triggers you to rest. But also know that your body, when you start doing things that are uncomfortable, or you start doing things that you never did before or that make you feel silly, just know our body is also going to try to stop us because they're trying to save us. Our body, our subconscious automatically always tries to save us. So they give us a little fear, and we start living in our heads and thinking some negative shit. And listen, things you've never done before will always make you uncomfortable. That first job that you had made you uncomfortable, but you mastered it, you learned it, and you took over, right? That workout that you could never do made you super uncomfortable to do because you felt you looked stupid, and then boom, you managed to day by day commit the yoga pose or the new workout and do it, and you committed, and now you're a beast. You know what I'm saying? Communicative skills. Sometimes talking to people is annoying, but what do we have without people? What do we have without love? So you have to, in every way or form, in your language, in the way you move, in your physical, something has to change out of this situation, no matter what. If it's resting, now you know that your body deserves this much of rest to feel this much of great. Anything you intake, anything you do, anything, just know that you have to prep yourself. You're prepping yourself to be different when we come out of this situation, because I always said it. You don't got to overwork yourself. You don't got to be lazy. You don't got to be lazy. You don't got to overwork yourself. But the truth to the fucking fact, the truth that's going on right the fuck now, is that if humanity doesn't change after this, then we deserved everything we got. Every single thing. See, the situation is only bad or good if you put it that, if you give it that title. Well, this is a good situation. This is a bad situation. No, see every situation as a situation. Not good, not bad. Don't slap it together. Don't try to make it one. Just know that every single thing is happening for you. Okay? Not to you. Let's not be selfish, because this has happened to humanity before. This is just our first time. So, you know, it's been extremely traumatic because we went from living one way to living the next. But instead of dying out in the field, we have to get used to the field. We have to adapt to the field, and we have to survive. Because those who survive are entitled to this new world we're going to be living. You know, I see that. I am very aware of what's going on with this virus, but I believe that this is much more is going to happen. Bigger things are going to happen after this. The way it affected our money, the way it affected the government, the way it affected humanity, the way it changed humanity, the way it changed living. We have to understand that this is a changing matter that we're in. This right now is our time. You want to be lazy? Fucking be lazy. Don't put it as lazy. Don't say that it's being lazy. Say you're resting. You want to be hardworking? Don't say that you're going in. Don't say that you're hustling. You are just balancing your life out. You're letting things happen naturally. Okay? Be it you sleeping. Be it you making money. Be it you learning some new things from a book. Be it you learning a new workout. Be it you doing something. You are adapting to your new life. Don't sit here and judge nobody if you see them doing nothing, because they are doing something. They're probably relaxing. That is something. Now, don't judge these hustlers, because they're doing what is igniting them right now, what's giving them the fire. If sleeping makes you get up even more energized and super amazing, fuck yeah, I feel good, then fuck it. That's what you did that day, and that's what you deserve. The next day, whatever you want. Color some shit. Play a piano. Learn some shit. Learn a new language. Come on. Now, I'm not putting the title of lazy, and I'm not putting the title of hardworking. We are just living our life as of now. We are adapting. We are getting used to. We are building. We are, you know, doing the best we can right now. All right, folks, don't put your pressure on learning anything, you know, that'll make you feel like you're just doing something because everyone is doing something. Don't do that, because then you'll dive into something that is probably super awesome, and then your mindset at the moment is not ready for it. It's not prepped. So you ruin it. You ruin that opportunity, or you ruin that specific thing. Again, just because of what you think you should be doing. You know, give yourself some time to acknowledge that we are going through a pandemic, something that we've never gone through before ever in our lives or experienced. But take this experience and learn from it. Learn from it. Learn from it. Okay? Don't bash anybody for working too hard. Don't bash anybody for not working. Okay? So that's all I had to say. That's all my spirit had to say, because there's just so much turbulence going on in the world right now. And, you know, maybe somebody needed this, or maybe you know somebody needs this. And, you know, I do appreciate you guys all the time, every single day. You already know. I love you guys so much. Here in the podcast, things get a little personal, and they get a little bit, you know, sensitive. But it's realistic, and I can always share with you guys those emotions for your emotions, okay? So I hope everyone has an amazing day, an amazing night, an amazing evening. Whenever you tune into this, remember to follow me on my personal page, which is your Ruby Stones, sorry. And then Your Life Solution, it's my more of like a lifestyle, fun, creative page. So if ever you need some light or some love, you go on ahead and go on to Your Life Solutions. You can also shop Your Life Solutions on Sundays. I want to start this new thing where we have sales. So go check that out this Sunday. I love you guys so much. Bye.